Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh.
Bamboozled, flummoxed, stumped.
Oh, well, you know the voice. Come on.
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, really?
No.
You can penetrate any place you go.
I mean, it sounds like David Bowie a little bit.
A little bit, I guess. That's Lennon.
That's John Lennon.
It's the Beatles.
No, I don't know. I don't even know the song.
It's Dig a Pony is the name of the song. It's off of Let It Be, featured prominently in the new documentary, which I'm still wading through. I'm like 8 hours in till like 16. It is unbelievable.
How long is it?
How long is it?
I think it's like 16 hours or something. Oof. It's like three parts.
But you love it, right? It's worth a watch.
You're just there with the Beatles for. I'm on day 21 of them, like rehearsing, writing songs, yelling at each other.
Do you have fun. Do you have to be a Beatles fan to enjoy?
Yeah,
it?
I think you kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't like the Beatles, it's just the.
What's it called again?
Let It Be.
Let It Be. Okay. Thank you, Ken. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
That documentary never ends. Jack Edwards' rant yesterday just about didn't end on Maloney and Fourier, but he emphatically agrees with me that the Marchand suspension was bunk.
I happen to think that the suspension is rubbish. I take exception to the way the voiceover was done by the Department of Player Safety, because in slow motion, George Peros seems to be able to read guys' minds, or he thinks he does have that power.
Now, this goes on for about 2 minutes, but he goes into a deep dive as to why that was not a slew foot and why the other night, Mike Riley got slew-footed, no call, and yeah, Jack is right on the money.
You have to love the guy. Is there a bigger Bruins fan than Jack Edwards?
No.
Hey, he's pissed off at the way the league did the voiceover on the video.
He makes a good point. How does that guy know what Marchand is thinking when he makes the check?
Okay.
How do you know?
You don't know. You can only go based on prior experience with
I go on what Milbury said. Milbury didn't believe it was intentional either.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I go on the reaction of the guy who got slew-footed. And he just kind of gets up and chases after the puck. Where when Riley got slew-footed, he knew and he went right after the guy who did it.
All right, Ken. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I love make pretend. I just love when people act on TV, especially when they're ESPN analysts in the NFL. This is Dan Orlovsky. Right after Antonio Brown was suspended for 3 games for faking a vax card.
I don't think 3 games is enough. You lied to everybody. You lied to your team. You lied to the league. You put everybody else in jeopardy on your football team. 3 games is not enough for this. So this is stupid. It's selfish. It's ignorant.
It's ridiculous.
It's disrespectful. Yeah, I don't think 3 games is enough.
I'm really happy he had a thesaurus next to him so we could come up with all those great adjectives. But my God, the purse clutching by the national media is absurd with this. Aaron Rodgers didn't miss a single game after he blatantly lied and misrepresented his vaccination status.
I don't think he blatantly lied. I think he may have unintentionally misled the media with the way in which he answered a question.
Unintentionally.
I really think that I would pray to God that you don't actually think that.
I would say, however, there I don't believe there is any kind of a rule that exists in the NFL with regard to lying to the media. Is there, Wiggy? Do you get suspended for lying to the media?
No, I would love to stick with this, Greg. So he unintentionally lied. So he didn't know what he was doing?
No, he said that I don't even know if it was a lie. He said that he was immune.
Right. And the collectively bargained agreement that he signed says that you are only immune in the NFL if you have the vaccine.
Oh, so the agreement says you're only immune? I thought the agreement covered that you need to wear your face mask when you're in the building and when you're in meetings and such. Is that not what the agreement says?
Well, at that press conference, he wasn't wearing a mask, Greg. So what are you talking about?
I thought, but isn't it, if you believe it, it's not a lie?
That's Seinfeld.
The Antonio Brown stuff is confusing to me, though, because his lawyer's still saying he's vaccinated. And what good for the NFL would that do if they were lying he wasn't?
Is that the same lawyer that said he wasn't throwing furniture off of a deck at little children three stories down below?
A couple of really great pivots away from the actual topic, because the situation here is both Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers tried to do a shortcut around getting the vaccine because they didn't want to have to put up with the very punitive measures the NFL had when it came to walking around the locker room.
Curtis, what happened to you?
Yeah,
I can't believe this is your take.
And these idiots on the text line saying it's a felony. Good Lord, stop watching Cops. Tell me the next person who's been charged with a felony for not having a vax card or faking a vax card.
But
Find me one person.
But if you look it up on the website, that is what it says.
Okay,
so
it's also a felony to drive 60 in a 55.
But that's not what we're arguing right now. We're arguing whether Antonio Brown or Aaron Rodgers had a worse situation.
Well,
that's what we're arguing.
Stick with it. Don't let him. Don't
no,
let
I'm
him
not.
Bully
I'm
you.
Not. I love
don't
Curtis, but
you.
This is the reason why he got a 3-game suspension and Aaron Rodgers didn't.
It's all make pretend. Dan Orlovsky doesn't give a damn about whether or not Antonio Brown is vaccinated. It's all for show. It's idiotic. And because Antonio Brown is an easy target,
right,
everybody just goes on with it.
Now, did they actually prove that his vaccination card was fake?
Yes. I would assume so, based on the fact
but
that they suspended
him for 3. But his lawyer's saying that they didn't.
Right, so here's where I think there's a gray area. If his lawyer's saying that he isn't, if they have proof that the vaccine card that the NFL, which they got from, I mean, I don't know if you have to hand them the vaccine card, if you got to take a picture and show it to them, whatever you got, if they can prove, or if they did prove that the vaccine card was fake, then, okay, you're using a fake vaccine card. But if they can't, then it's kind of similar to the Aaron Rodgers situation, because in the Aaron Rodgers situation, everybody thinks that – well, not everybody. There's a good portion of people out there that think he's lying.
But there's
no proof, though.
Not his team or his teammates. His teammates knew exactly what was going on. His team knew exactly what was going on.
What do you mean they knew?
Aaron Rodgers. He told his team that he was not vaccinated.
Okay.
He told his teammates that he wasn't vaccinated. He has every right to remain unvaccinated
should he want to do that.
But he still has to go by the rules that the NFL have put in place.
Yes, he does. He didn't pretend that he was vaccinated. He didn't put people at risk by pretending that he was vaccinated.
Wait, who are you talking about here?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's the definition of what he did at that press conference. He was using a play on words to avoid.
The press conference, when he's speaking to sycophant fans like yourself, has absolutely nothing to do with
fans like myself.
Has absolutely nothing to do with what he said to his team. It's a completely different scenario.
So why did Cole Beasley have to basically spend the year in a bubble in Buffalo, but Aaron Rodgers did the exact same thing, and he walked around with free reign, never missing a game, never missing a snap? Why?
I would love to. I will debate this with you, and I'm sure that there are listeners who would like to. We're so far behind now. I don't know that we're going to have enough time for Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly when it comes to Leeds.
And AB and the other guys, they said they're not appealing it. So there must be something that the NFL has and they know, like, all right, we showed fake vaccine cards. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, he kind of left himself an out because there's really no, it's like he said, she said, where in AB, there's actual evidence there.
And by the way, speeding is not a felony. I just want to be clear about that.
I just love how
and the Beatles documentary is Get Back. I screwed that up. Get Back.
It's called Get Back. It's not called Let It Be.
Speeding is a crime. Yes.
Curtis, we'll have plenty of time on this.
I feel so bad for the white man. He's just always just attacked.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, if it was maybe
this is Rich coming from that guy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's got a little. He's not lying. Captain Dover over there. Yeah, well, you know what? The voice of the people.
Now we're stereotyping Dover.
Right. Hey, he's in his woke moment right now. If he was, I don't know, who's a receiver that everybody loves in the NFL?
How about that guy, Connor Cooper Kupp?
No. That is
Adam
black.
Thielen. Oh.
No, the black receiver. If he was Jacoby Myers, maybe it'd be like, you know what? Just give the guy a fine.
If Tom Brady did what Aaron Rodgers did, he'd be out of the league, suspended forever.
All right. Unfortunately, we're locked in on Devin McCourty so he can get to work. So you, Courtney, you, Wiggy,
yep.
and I we'll share our leads after we get to Devin McCourty on a Patriots Friday, which is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're waiting on Devin McCourty, running very late this morning on a Patriots Friday. That's fine.
Unlike him.
It's very unlike him. Very punctual, normally, Devin McCourty. However, that means we get a chance to finish the leads, which we started at 6:20 this morning. Ken, in a nutshell, in a sentence, your lead was this morning?
Jack Edwards knows hockey, and he agrees with me wholeheartedly the Marchand slew foot was bunk.
Okay. By the way, that's two experts. Mike Milbury on this show yesterday also agreed.
Correct.
Curtis, your lead this morning?
Antonio Brown once again railroaded by a biased NFL.
Not treated the same as Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
In your humble opinion. Okay. Courtney, your lead this morning.
Good morning, everybody. I have a feel-good lead for everyone. If you remember A.J. Quetta, Bishop Feehan hockey player, who suffered a spinal cord injury back in January, he had spinal cord surgery. It's been 10 months now, and he made his return to Bishop Feehan as an assistant coach. So he is back with the team.
Cool. Oh.
He graduated in June. Obviously not probably what he expected to do with the rest of his hockey career. But we have sound, if we have time to get to it, that shows just how excited he is to be back.
I still wish I was out there shooting the pucks and everything like that. So, you know, I'll have to get used to watching more than playing. But I'm excited. I want to really be a friend, a mentor.
That is unbelievable.
That's cool. That's really good story.
Best story of the maybe of the year. Well, that's a great lead and a great story. And so they asked him to come back and coach.
Yeah, the head coach talked to, and he said, you know, when I was tasked with getting this coaching staff together, AJ's name came across my desk, and he fits the position. And I mean, what an inspiration for the rest of the team, too, to see him and battling through what he has to go through. So just an all-around really good story.
Yeah, it really is. And this is the time of year, obviously, when I get sentimental, we all get sentimental. But I want to make sure that I thank every single one of you who donated to the Greg Hill Foundation for AJ and for his family. And you donated back in January. back in January, you donated 179 over $179,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation for AJ and his family. So great lead this morning, Courtney. Wiggy, yes.
Good job, people. Hello. All right, so we all know what is coming up this Monday night, but I will say this. The importance of this game falls squarely on the Buffalo Bills. This is a game that is important for you, but it's not as important for you as it is for Buffalo. And what you look at, when I look at this game, the reason why I say this, because I think the Patriots and the Bills, it's all about the splitting for the Patriots. Buffalo plays you, and then they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next Sunday. So when you look at the Buffalo Bills and their remaining schedule, the importance of this game is so critical for them because they have to be looking at the playoff picture. That's what you do. And it looks like you're probably going to have a tiebreaker at the top of the division if you're able to split with Buffalo. Then the next thing, it goes to common opponents. Right now, you're 6-3 with three common opponents left there, 5-3 with four. So let's say those records are the same common opponents. It's going to come down to conference, and this is the most important thing. You are 6-1 in the conference. The Buffalo Bills are now 5-4 with one game left. You have three conference opponents left. That is the Colts, Jacksonville, and Miami. So even if you stub your toe against the Colts, you're still going to put yourself in a great position to win this division and have a nice, I mean, I don't know if you'll get the one seed if you lose to the Colts, but you'll still be in a position where you might be the two or the three seed. So the importance of Monday night, it is an important game, but it is not as important for the Buffalo Bills. And it's kind of a little piggyback to Ken's thing yesterday where the Buffalo Bills, if they lose the division this year, I don't know what direction this team is going to be going.
Shut the lights off.
Well, I mean, it's not shut the lights off, but they built everything up. Brady's gone. This was their perfect opportunity, and you can't win the division?
I love it. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, man.
Well, last night, Alec Baldwin finally spoke. It's been months since he was on set, and a gun went off. And unfortunately, a worker on a movie set died. And Alec Baldwin spoke with George Stephanopoulos on ABC last night and became emotional while talking about Helena Hutchins.
The people who watched The Daily said that her work was beautiful. She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
Baldwin, very emotional while talking about that.
What's with the music in the background? That is so tacky.
My question for this, does he get paid to do this interview? Because I don't love that.
Probably not.
I hope he didn't get paid to do it.
I don't think he's that unaware.
He went on to say that the trigger of the gun was never pulled.
So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off. I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
At the moment. The decisive
that was the moment the gun went off. Yeah, that was the moment the gun went off.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never. Never. That was the training that I had. You don't point a gun at somebody and pull the trigger.
Okay.
The gun just apparently erroneously went off.
No, but he said he let go of the hammer.
I am not a gun person, so what does that mean?
So that means, and if he's probably
using... It means his lawyer told him to say that they never pulled the trigger.
What is the hammer?
If what it means, and Greg, he's probably using a Western-style six-shooter. You ever see the old Western guns?
Yeah.
And the hammer's the little thing that you pull back.
Okay.
And that, once you let that go... That engages with the bullet, and that's what then...
Got it.
So that's what the hammer is. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I could buy that based on the gun that they're using on those type of sets. Mm-hmm. They're using old Western guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alec Baldwin went on to say that.
So you don't believe it?
Believe that?
Yeah, because you're saying it really sarcastically.
I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know.
But you don't believe this guy?
Well, he said he would never point a gun at a person. Why was the gun pointed at the person?
He said he would never pull the trigger.
He said he would never pull the trigger.
No, he said he would never point a gun at a person.
Wiggy, so, this is all a well-curated PR campaign that he comes out with an idiot in George Stephanopoulos to bumble and ask questions. He cries. Everybody moves on. The notion that he would never point a gun and all this stuff, that it just went off like... That's disrespectful to the family. It's just a blatant lie.
I think it strains credulity when he suggested near the end of the interview last night that if he felt responsible, if he felt like he was responsible in any way, he would have taken his own life.
Do you feel guilt?
No. No, I feel that there is. I feel that someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me. I mean, I honest to God, if I felt that I was responsible, I might have killed myself if I thought I was responsible.
Oh my God!
I don't say that lightly.
So he's a victim now. I mean, do they think, imagine? Is American public that dumb that they'll believe this?
Look at the text line. Look at the, go in the Twitch chat.
He's an actor. He's acting.
If he really
felt this way, he wouldn't wait a month and a half. He wouldn't have spent 2 weeks in Manchester, Vermont with Hilaria cooking paella. I mean.
Are you suggesting that an actor could cry at will?
I mean, not to bring up another case, but there was a young man on trial who cried and the whole world lost its damn mind. I mean, honest to God, he's an actor. He's acting, just like McConaughey in that video when he said he's not running. That was all an act. He doesn't actually talk like that.
So why even do an interview? Because if you do an interview, people are going to think that, you know, you're acting in this case.
Right.
No one's going to believe you. But if you want to get your point across out there and say, hey, listen, I had nothing to do with it. I tend to believe the guy based on what I'm hearing in the situation.
So why did he wait 2 months to sit down with George Stephanopoulos? Why did you just say this?
I think because a lot of people get, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've never accidentally killed anybody.
But what would you do if you knew that you did nothing wrong?
I would probably do what Alec Baldwin did, and I would talk to my lawyers, and then I would see what they say is the best thing for me to do. And then if they say it's good for you to talk.
How long do you think it took them to get that score in the background to be perfectly toned to coincide with the tears falling down his face?
Ain't him, though. That's the whole production.
Oh, he had nothing to do with that.
Think that we're silly if we think he didn't make a dime off that.
You think so?
Yes.
I think you're not
getting Alec Baldwin, because then how did he pick which network to go with, unless he has ties to NBC?
Yeah, but it's in his interests. At least he believes to do an interview.
Of course it is.
If it ever comes out that he made money off that.
Made money off that. There's absolutely no way.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? I'm a veteran. I was an infantry soldier. I shot a lot. We shot both blanks and live rounds. There should never be a mix-up unless there's some moron, because you shoot the live rounds, all the rounds are collected, all the weapons are cleared. Then you shoot the blanks, it's just blanks. They should never be live rounds and blanks ever together. Whoever did that did it on purpose. There's no blanking way that should ever happen.
Right, but that's not Alec Baldwin. He's not the one.
No. I'm not blaming Alec Baldwin for that. That part. I'm saying, but the fact that there was a live round on that set. And if they keep on saying prop gun, it was a real gun. Mm-hmm. If it's a prop gun, live round should not be able to go. It's like having like a Nerf gun. No live round can go to a Nerf gun. That's a prop gun. Huh. Those are real guns. I don't know why they keep saying prop gun.
Okay. So you feel like when you hear what he said last night, that he is not responsible in any way, shape, or form?
Well, of course, that's what he says. I mean, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know exactly what happened. You know, if there are people that are in jail that said they never did it.
But I do believe that based on the gun that they're using, when he said that he never pulled the trigger and he let the hammer go.
And then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
I could see that if you're using like a revolver and you don't have to pull the trigger. If you let the hammer go, then that's going to discharge the weapon. I mean, it's not like he had a Glock 9 or something like that where you have to pull the trigger, or you have like this. He had a revolver that's what happens when the hammer gets cocked back and then it goes forward. That's what engages the bullet to
And is that common? Like, would he know that that could be a risk doing that?
What, letting the hammer
yeah.
go? Well, you're not supposed to just let it go. You're supposed to ease it back down there, right? Because if you do just let it go, that's what can discharge the weapon. Because when you pull the trigger, that's what engages the hammer to go down. So, I mean, I could see him accidentally or maybe just letting go of the hammer and that discharging the weapon.
All right. Well, those are the leads, finally, this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.